Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, this is the old Talk to a Pastor program. I still like the title Talk to a Pastor, but I wanted to change it to Shedding Shackles so it has more of a universal appeal, because that's what we all need, to shed the shackles of the past, hurt feelings, unhappiness, bitterness, memories, traumas, all kinds of shackles that bind us to the past. We need to shed them and begin again, start again, start over again, fresh, fresh and clean and happy, like a beautiful spring morning. Do you remember, maybe when you were a little child, it was a long winter, then all of a sudden spring was there. One day, it was there. You looked outside, the sun was shining and it was fresh and beautiful and warm, and there were butterflies flying around and bees, and you opened up the windows and the fresh air came in. It was so wonderful. Well, that's what you need. That's exactly what you need, to open up the windows of your soul and let in God's light, okay? To freshen everything up inside and permit you to start again. See, to start again. Well, okay. So today I want to have a very special program. I'm making this program now, and I forgot to look to see whether any calls had come in on a listener call-in line to put on the air, so I'll do that next time. This time, let's have a very special program. I remember one time I was taking a course, a college course, a very, very advanced college course, actually, and the teacher had us read a book a week. Every week we had to read a book and then come in and discuss it. Well, one of the books we read was called The Lessons of History by Will and Ariel Durant. Will and Ariel Durant wrote a wonderful, huge, gigantic history of the world. Okay? Big, gigantic volumes. It was like remember the old encyclopedia, how big it was, how many volumes there were? Filled up a whole shelf. Well, that's what their history of the world was like. Okay? But at the end of their long and wonderful writing career as historians, they wrote a little book. It was called The Lessons of History, and I think there were 12 lessons, and I remember some of them. And I think that's what you need. You need something very, very simple. I don't care whether you're a Christian, whether you're going to church, or whether you're not going to church. I want something that's universally apply to everyone, and it does. What I say applies to everyone, okay? Because it's like I've been reading your mail. When I start talking, you'll say, yeah, that's right, Roland, that's right. That's exactly what I... So here we go. Some simple, very, very simple lessons, okay, that I have learned after 26 years on the air. Number one, what do I know for sure? The first thing I know for sure is that people get upset too easily. You get upset too easily. Maybe you show it, maybe you don't. But even if you don't show it, you're still upset underneath. You're too reactive. You react to to the expression on their face, to their words, to the tone of their voice, to things that happen. You become so reactive that even some little thing like a delay in traffic, or your cup spilling some tea, or something dropping on your clothes and making a little spot, or some loud noise, neighbor's dog barking, any little thing now can make you react and become upset and nervous and tense and so on. Well, that's not good. So the first thing you have to learn is not to be so reactive. That's why I made my meditation. The second thing I know for sure is there's a lot of confusion about God and about religion. But let's listen to this very, very important message where I talk about the free meditation. Got stress? Trouble concentrating? Find it hard to get focused? Try the new free meditation. Just go to www.thefreemeditation.com. That's thefreemeditation.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external teas. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles, a very special program. Very special program, and I have very advanced knowledge after all these years. I do. And I want to share it with you, but you have to open up your ears and hear. Okay? You've got to hear. And take it to heart. Now, most of you are only getting 15 minutes. That's all I can afford. I buy the airtime. This is a labor of love. That way no one can accuse me of doing this for money or something. I buy the airtime. I pay for it myself, okay? And I get very little help from people. I get some, and I'm very grateful for the help that I get. But by and large, most people, they kind of listen and go away, and I never hear from them, and they never help me, okay? So I do it myself. So I can only afford these 15-minute spots here, but I have a half-hour program in Southern California. And what you're going to have to do is go to the website so you can listen to the audio and hear the whole 30 minutes, because now this 15 minutes is going to go by really fast. You have to listen to the whole 30 minutes. Okay? I'm talking about lessons that I've learned after 26 years on the air. One of them is that people get upset too easily. Okay? People overreact. And so you have to learn not to overreact. The second thing I learned is that people have wrong ideas about God and about religion. Completely wrong ideas, okay? Or they have the right ideas, but they doubt themselves. Or they have some right ideas, but they get confused, okay? And lo and behold, people are always trying to confuse you. I was listening to the radio last night to a minister, very famous, I won't mention his name, very famous minister. And a nice young lady called in and she says, well, you know, she said, I don't know about this thing that I read in the Bible, and she brought something up. And what she said, I happen to agree with, but it goes against the grain of what 99% of the organized churches will tell you, okay? So she tried to make her little point, and it was a good point, and I happen to agree with her. But you know what? The minister, supposedly a nice person, why, he just shut her up. He wouldn't even let her talk. He tried to overwhelm her with talking loud and talking fast and putting her down, and subtly putting her down, saying, well, you got to study more, you got to read more, you don't have the right attitude, blah, 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 blah. But she kept coming back. I really admired her. She was just a little, I could tell she was a little lady, and she was so sweet, and she stuck by her idea. She didn't give it up just because he pressured her. But you see, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get pressure. So what is religion? What I know is that religion is something between a soul and its maker. Okay? It's between you and your creator. And if right now you say, well, I really don't know. I've heard about Jesus and I've heard about God and so on. And I really don't know for sure if any of it's true. Okay, well, that's fair. You know what? You know what I say? I say that's fair. So that, just have that and keep it as an open question. See, don't let anybody pressure you. Don't let anybody force you in one way or the other. Just have it as an open question. Hear what people say. Let it go in one ear and out the other. And just in your mind, just think, well, it would be nice to know. I'd like to know. I really would like to know for sure, but I'm going to wait. Okay, and then maybe one day you will know. And when you know, it's because you'll just wake up one morning and you'll just know. In the same way that you know that 1 + 1 = 2, you'll just wake up and all of a sudden you'll see what the truth is. Okay? Don't let people pressure you. Okay, so those are things I know for sure. The other thing I know for sure is that people have the wrong idea about relationships and about love. People don't know what love really is. Okay? And they have the wrong idea about what it is. They think it's bringing chocolate and candy and flowers and things like that, but that's not it at all, okay? Then they see their parents fighting, okay? Maybe there's a divorce, there's arguing, and they think, when I grow up, I'm never, 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 never going to be fighting like my parents, okay? So maybe you get married, maybe you just live together, but whatever the case, then all of a sudden, there it is. There's the fighting. There's the arguing. There's a misunderstanding. So what you need is understanding, okay? You need understanding. And you know something? I can help you with that. I've written a couple of books about relationships. What you have to understand is that you've heard the expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, none of us have fallen. We're all of the lineage of Adam and Eve. So we're all, in a sense, you could say we're all modern day Adams and Eves, okay? So there was a theme, there's a theme to the human race, and there was a fall. There was a fall in the Garden of Eden. Adam was ambitious, and he fell, and then he used Eve to support his ambition. And don't men use women today? Don't women want to have love? They want real love from men. They don't want to be used. But the man uses a woman to support his ego, okay? And then he wonders why she's unhappy. So there's just a little tease for you to get you thinking and to see. You can see that I know what I'm talking about. So go to the website, sheddingshackles.com, or the old talktoapastor.org. Either one will work, sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org. And listen to the whole program. Check out the free meditation. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, indeed, my name is Roland. This is a very good program. If you're just joining, you're going to have to go to our audio archives, listen to the whole 30 minutes. I wanted to share some very simple things. After 26 years on the air, I wanted to share some very simple things with you. Because a lot of people, they just don't get it. They don't know why their life is getting all messed up and why things aren't working out and their relationships aren't working out and nothing's quite working out. And even if things are working out, even if you have a nice family and you have a good job and you have a lot of things and, you know, everything's looking good, you're still not happy. Something's still missing. What is it? Okay, so I'm sharing some simple lessons. I've already shared some. And the model that I'm using is, which I mentioned earlier, was that Will and Ariel Durant were two tremendously good historians. And they wrote gigantic volumes of history, and very good too, you know, like about the size of the old encyclopedia, you know, multiple volumes, great big thick, take up a whole shelf. But at the end of their long career, they wrote a little book, a little thin book called The Lessons of History, and I think it was 12 lessons. And the book was a very, very short little book. They kind of boiled everything down into 12 lessons. So what I have for you here are the lessons of 26 years on the air. The lessons of 26 years on the air. Listening to what people say and hearing the questions that they ask and the problems that they have, okay? And, you know, I do more than just answer questions. In fact, I don't really answer questions so much. I talk about things in such a way so you can see for yourself. See, so you can see the solution. I talk about the problem so you can see the solution. And then I have a resource for you, the meditation, which helps you to get out of your daydreams. A lot of you are suffering from brain fog and distraction. You go driving along and you missed the freeway exit you were supposed to take because you were lost in thinking about what happened or what you're going to do. See, not good. So the meditation will help. And it'll also bring you back to reality so you can start to see things objectively and gain understanding instead of just looking into your brain where you have all these ideas that are pressed upon you. Many of them are wrong. So let's continue now with some lessons of history, lessons of 26 years on air, rather. So what's one of the other things that I see? I see that people have the wrong idea about forgiveness. They have the wrong idea. This is very important. This is one where you better turn the volume up a little bit and listen carefully. And I have some YouTube videos on this topic. Okay, so how do people not understand what forgiveness is? Okay, first thing is, people think, well, I have a right to resent. You say, I have a right to resent after what he did to me or after what she did to me or after what they did to me. Well, you know what? Maybe you have a right to resent, but it's very bad for you. It hurts you. It hurts you. And you know why? Because when you resent, it cuts you off. So you may not understand this now, but just hear it anyway. Someday maybe you will understand. And you don't even have to understand it. You just have to believe what I say is true. When you resent, hate, judge a person, you know what resentment is, you know, where you resent, where you condemn someone for what they did type of thing. When you resent another person, it cuts you off from your own ground of good. It cuts you off from your own center of dignity. It cuts you off from the good that could flow from within, from God. See, we're spiritual beings. We're not just animals. We're part heaven and part earth. And ultimately, your support should come not from other people, but from your Creator. Okay? And from Him can come understanding, wisdom, joy, patience, love, forbearance, kindness, all the things that you've always wanted, but you've tried to give yourself. You can't give them to yourself, and you fail. So you want to be patient, you want to be kind, you want to be industrious, you want to be wise, and then you make mistakes, then you resent yourself. But you see what resentment does? It cuts you off from your own inner ground of good. So you have to see that resentment is is not good for you. It's very bad. Okay? And it locks you into the past, and it keeps you unfree. Then the other thing about forgiveness that people misunderstand is they don't know what forgiveness means. And I'm going to tell you what forgiveness means. Some of you have a grudge against someone who hurt you in the past, or your husband who did something to your wife. This is going to be very, very, very important. So first, this announcement, which I think you'll enjoy. And after that, I'll tell you what forgiveness is. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at SheddingShackles.com. This is my little program called The Lessons of 26 Years on the Radio. Okay? Just like Will and Ariel Durant made a beautiful little book called The Lessons of History. I'm making this little radio program. So, what's this last? Oh, you have to listen to the whole program. So go to the archives. You can hear the whole program. Maybe listen to it again. Okay? Very important things that you need to know. I was going to tell you what forgiveness is, and this is very important. So you think you know what forgiveness is, but you don't, and you may be blocked. You may be blocked from forgiving by your wrong idea about what forgiveness is, and most people will give you the wrong idea. You go to the churches and so forth. They don't know what forgiveness is either. They really don't. You know what forgiveness... See, here's what people think. They think, well, forgiveness means that you have to be nice to a person. You have to feel sorry for them and say, well, they couldn't help it, and then feel sorry for them and then be nice to them and hug them and make up to them and see and be their friend and then have things to do with them and all that kind of stuff. No, that is not what forgiveness means whatsoever. What forgiveness means is very simply. Very simply. Now listen carefully, because otherwise you'll miss it. It means to drop your resentment against the person. Let go of the resentment. Let go of the grudge. That's what it means. Okay? It's as simple as that. You don't have to go out and be nice to the person and like them or pretend nothing happened. See, that's the other thing. Now, people don't want to do that. Somebody did you wrong in the past, maybe. Okay, they did you wrong. You don't want to just pretend that nothing happened. You don't want to remain eternally intimidated by them, and that now you have to pretend nothing happened and be nice to them. See? No, that's not what it means. What it means is drop the resentment. Drop your grudge. Let it go. Okay? Let it go. Make it unimportant. And it'll be easier for you to do when you see that they were a victim. They were doing to you what was done to them. Someone did it to them. When you really see that, okay, then you'll let go of the grudge against them. See, it doesn't mean feeling sorry for them. But on the other hand, you don't have to have anything to do with them. You can forgive a person and never have anything to do with them again, especially if they're unrepentant. See, if you forgive a person who did you wrong, then you go to them and say, hey, you know, I hated you, but I don't hate you anymore. I just want you to know what you did to me. You did this and this, and I want you to apologize and be sorry. And then usually the person will say, what? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what you're talking about, or something like that. And you say, well, okay, you know my number. When you're ready to be sorry and mean it, then you can give me a call. Then you can walk away, shake the dust from your sandals, okay, with your head held high, walk away and never have anything to do with him again. It's that simple. It's beautiful. You're free by letting go of the grudge. See how important that is? Now, the other thing, this is probably the last thing I'll have time for today, also important. People think that if you did something to someone else that wasn't quite right, then you have to go to them and say, can you forgive me? Can you ever forgive me? No. Never ask another person to forgive you. That's another wrong idea. Okay? Never ask a person to forgive you, because that's for God to do. That's His prerogative. See, if you ask another person to forgive you, you're actually tempting them. You're tempting them to puff up in pride and to play God. So you go to the person and you say, hey, I did you wrong. I'm sorry. I did this and this, and I see that it's wrong now, and I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay? And then leave. Take leave. Don't ask them to forgive you. Just tell them, I'm sorry, I apologize, and leave. That's what you do. You don't ask someone to forgive you. You're just tempting them. Tempting them to play God. Not good, okay? So now you see how these beautiful little lessons, if someone had taught you these a long time ago, but, well, then on the other hand, maybe you wouldn't have been ready yet. See, maybe you had to suffer first a little bit. You had to suffer. Maybe now your soul is softened. Softened, and you're ready to, maybe you're ready to start seeing things how they are now and have a change of heart. See, have a change of heart about things. Okay? So I think I've given you enough information. Please go to the website, SheddingShackles.com, or talk to a pastor. www.thepathofgod.org, so you can listen to these again. And I want to mention the meditation, which is very important. Because the meditation helps you to get out of, see, now you're lost in thinking. You can't see the forest for the trees. And you're thinking, you're daydreaming, your memories of the past and planning and scheming for the future. All of these are part and parcel of having overreacted and becoming emotional. So all you're doing is falling into the state that you fell into when you fell from your inner ground of good. So now you have to go the opposite way, separate from those thoughts, so you're not submerged in them anymore, and then you'll be free to see what the truth is. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's program called The Lessons of 26 Years on the Air. Some very valuable lessons for you. Please call the listener call-in line if you heard something on this program that touched you or was meaningful to you or you can relate to. Or if you have a question or a comment, then call the listener call-in line. It's my voicemail, 24/7. You can call anytime. You can call now. You can call in the middle of the night. Anytime, okay? Day or night. Leave a message. I listen to all the messages, and your message may find itself on the air, okay? The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.